You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with powerful antioxidants, vitamin C and D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine across radio stations all over the United States, also available to you eventually as a podcast. We got lots to talk about. 877-726-8255 is our number, and that number entitles you to pose a question or share a comment. It is available to you 24/7, 365, so some people who call during the week will be taking their recorded questions. We've got a lot of great questions lined up for you today already. 877-726-8255 if you're listening during the program and you'd like to call in. We have some great stories to share with you this week. As usual, lots happening on the health front. Interesting story on the unanticipated side effects of these remarkable new weight loss drugs, drugs that help you shed 10, 15, 20% of your body weight. There's some new issues coming up around those. Also, pizza in Wisconsin has sickened dozens and sent many individuals to the emergency room. What could be going on? Daylight savings time is over this week, and we'll take a look at some of the health consequences of changes in daylight savings time. Also, a novel low-cost solution. In fact, it's a free solution for the common problem of dry eye. And lots more, including your questions, 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go. And let's talk about cholesterol and the use of drugs to lower cholesterol. We are in the grips of cholesterol mania because it is currently recommended that a very high percentage, in fact, the majority of adults, should be taking cholesterol-lowering medications. And I saw the evidence of this at my recent high school reunion. It was the 55th reunion, so folks are now in their 70s. And when I talked to some of my friends, virtually the majority of them are on cholesterol-lowering medications, also blood pressure medications, very common. And so what's up with that? Recently, I underwent a study which I've talked about here on Intelligent Medicine. It's a CT scan, sometimes referred to as a CAC, a coronary artery calcification scan, which is a low-dose CT scan. It's non-invasive. You just lie down, you go in the donut, and they take a quick picture of your heart arteries, and they report on whether there's calcification. And I was pleased to find that I was in my mid-60s a few years back, and I had a score of zero, which is good. It means that in spite of the fact that I have a relatively high LDL, it's not super high, but it is higher than what is considered ideal, I am not a very likely target for enjoying some kind of protection from taking a statin drug. Even though some people think virtually everyone, every adult, almost regardless of what their cholesterol is. They stand to benefit from cholesterol reduction. But it is correctly pointed out that this CAC scan is something that looks for hard plaque or calcified plaque. And there is a possibility, although a small possibility, that even someone with a zero score has something called soft plaque. And in a way, soft plaque is worse than hard plaque because hard plaque is kind of like spackle. It adheres to the arterial wall. It may be the body's way of walling off inflammation or sticky soft plaque that can attract platelets and cause blood clots, which ultimately lead to heart attacks and strokes. And so the argument is, well, even if you have a zero, you're still at risk. So don't be a fool's paradise. So I'm looking here at a study that speaks precisely to this issue. The title of the study, it was done a couple of years ago. Association of coronary plaque with low-density lipoprotein cholesterol levels, that's LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol, and rates of cardiovascular disease events among symptomatic adults. Okay. So in the study, they point out in their introduction that U.S. and European guidelines for the management of dyslipidemias means various forms of high cholesterol, high triglycerides, bad LDL cholesterol, low HDL cholesterol. This would be a dyslipidemia. Guidelines provide strong recommendations for treating all patients with severe hypercholesterolemia. That would be low-density lipoprotein cholesterol greater than 190, which is admittedly high, minus about, I don't know, on a good day, it might be 110. These numbers fluctuate. It might be as high as 135. That is considered a little high. Ideally, they want it less than 100 these days. Specifically, the 2019 guidelines in Europe classify patients with LDL greater than 190 as high risk with an LDL treatment goal of less than 70. So they really want to slash that LDL. So to do that, you need not just statin drugs. Statin drugs won't get you that far. You need some of these new PCSK9 inhibitors, like these drugs like ezetimibe. And so these expensive drugs are not being utilized just to lower cholesterol, even in individuals who've not had a heart attack or evidence of heart disease. So one way of stratifying risk is to not just look at your cholesterol numbers, but to look in your arteries. And a couple of ways of doing that. One is with the coronary artery calcium scan, which is relatively cheap, fast, low radiation, looks for hard plaque, misses soft plaque. But another test that's coming into its own is a CT scan, which involves injection of some dye into the coronary arteries. It's a little more invasive. It's called coronary CT angiography, okay? And yeah, a little more expensive test. Some people are doing it. You can find the soft plaque as well as the hard plaque, and it distinguishes among them. All right. So they did a study, and they looked at levels of LDL cholesterol, and they correlated it with how much plaque they found, both using both methods, using the method that just screens for hard plaque versus the method that looks for hard plaque and soft plaque. Here's what they found. Across all LDL levels, absence of coronary artery calcium was a prevalent finding in patients with LDL levels of 190 or more. 46% of them had no coronary artery calcium. They also, very few of them, although a few of them did have some soft plaque, a very high percentage of people with that high LDL had no detectable hard plaque or soft plaque. So in all the LDL groups, absence of coronary artery calcium was associated with low rates of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease and death. How low? Just 6.3 per 1,000 person years. Obviously, a person doesn't live for 1,000 years, but say 100 people, they look at them over 10 years, that's 1,000 person years. And if you look at 100 people over 10 years, there still would only be 6.3 deaths associated with cardiovascular disease. That is a very low rate. So what they conclude is that, kind of interesting, and this is something that I've discovered, is, you know, people come in, and often the question is, you know, I have a high LDL cholesterol, doctor wants me on a statin. So I say, fine, maybe you need a statin, because maybe you have a ton of plaque. We do the test, and in some cases we find, oh my goodness, your calcium score is 492 or 935. You have a lot of plaque. You need protection. That is a reasonable proposition. So take a statin. Take even one of these powerful new injectable drugs that lower cholesterol even more. Take a combination of these two. But for some people, remarkably frequently in my practice, especially for some reason in women, older women sometimes have very high LDL, but virtually no plaque. So there's something we don't know about protective factors that counteract the effect of high LDL. LDL is not the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk. It is significant because some people with high LDL, they got a ton of plaque, but other factors like homocysteine, Lp(a), C-reactive protein, these and myriad other factors, insulin resistance, whether you have diabetes or prediabetes, metabolic syndrome, overweight, you're sedentary, all these factors are important, plus as yet unidentified factors, because I think there are some that we haven't come across. In our hubris, we believe we know everything in 2024. These factors protect the coronary arteries, even in the face of high LDL cholesterol. So the point being, you got a high LDL, you may or may not need a statin. It's not a foregone conclusion that you need to lower your cholesterol merely because of high LDL, and this study proves it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And as I mentioned, 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office anytime you like during the week. You can call that number and record a question. So let's hear one of our recorded calls for this week.
My brother continuously gets intense bouts of hiccups. He has been in the hospital, and there doesn't seem to be any type of solution. Can you please give some insight as far as what this may be caused from and what he can do for it? Thank you. I mean, it's horrendous.
Okay. Yeah, this is really kind of a rare circumstance where, you know, everybody gets hiccups from time to time. And there are a variety of ways to cure hiccups. You know, you can hold your breath, or you can sip some water, sometimes people say, scare the person. You know, I'm not sure that really works, but, you know, we can try that on Halloween. Alternatively, breathe into a paper bag, you know, which is kind of rebreathing your own CO2 that may say send signals to your autonomic nervous system to stop having hiccups. Hiccups are involuntary contractions of the diaphragm, which is essentially the bellows that moves the lungs. It goes up and down and pulls air in, out, pushes air out, pulls air in, pushes air out. And so this condition of intractable hiccups, where you're hospitalized for them, you can't stop them, nobody can figure out what's going on, that happens to about 1 in 100,000 people. And, you know, it can be really problematic because it's very disconcerting, and it can exhaust you. You won't sleep well. You may not be able to eat. You can become dehydrated. It can lead to a regular heartbeat. It's can be pretty devastating. So, you know, what do you do? What do you do when the ordinary methods like sipping ice water or biting a lemon or swallowing some granules of sugar, those home remedies don't work? Well, you can use medications, and presumably, you know, if he's been hospitalized, they've tried some of these things like muscle relaxers, like baclofen, or stronger medications that are used to treat psychiatric disorders. Not that this is a psychiatric problem, although it can be. There rarely psychiatric problems can be associated with chronic hiccups. You can use anticonvulsant drugs like Neurontin. Depakote. You can just use sedatives like Valium. You know, when these methods fail, and evidently they have for your brother, it's concerning. I don't know if there's such a thing as a way of Botoxing or paralyzing the diaphragm, at least partially paralyzed, because you totally paralyze it, the person can't breathe. I mean, maybe that's something that's an innovative way of dealing with it. Maybe there's some sort of electrical stimulation, say, to the vagus nerve. Vagal nerve stimulation might be a possibility here. That's worth investigating. Just look up VNS, vagal nerve stimulation, for hiccups. See if that is applicable. In terms of alternative treatments, consider acupuncture. Acupuncture, you know, has some ways of coping with hiccups. Also, consider hypnosis, because it may be that by imparting a deep subconscious method to suppress the hiccups, you know, the emotional reaction that occurs when you get the hiccups, that, you know, people can exert some sort of mind control over hiccups. But, you know, it's important to just get it checked out, because it may be a sign of a serious underlying condition, which presumably with all these hospitalizations they did. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, pizza sickens dozens, and several were hospitalized in Wisconsin. You'll never guess why. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a mystery solved in Wisconsin as pizza sent many individuals to hospital. Dozens more were sickened, and they tried to figure out what was it about the pizza offered at famous Yeti's Pizza in Staunton, which is about 20 miles southeast of Madison, Wisconsin. Paramedics alerted health officials last Thursday that they transported five people who said that they'd gotten sick after eating pizza at the restaurant. And they, health officials in Wisconsin, received dozens of reports of people who got sick from the pizza. And as of the writing of this article, we're still taking reports. The total tally will be available in a final report. So they try to figure out what happened. And apparently, at this pizza place, Famous Yeti's Pizza, a restaurant cook ran out of oil and went into a shared commercial kitchen in the same building and borrowed a jug of oil off a shelf and said, okay, I can, thank goodness, because I can still keep up with the demand for pizza. Unfortunately, that jug of oil was from a pot dispensary and contained Delta 9, which is a form of THC, the active constituent of marijuana. Okay. So it turns out that these people got a little surprised when they got their pizza. Pizza was, in this case, an edible and was infused with THC. THC-related symptoms, of course, dizziness, elevated blood pressure, vomiting, anxiety, paranoia, and even hallucinations. And according to co-owner Cale Ryan from Famous Yeti's Pizza, he apologized. One batch of dough, which can make 60 pizzas, was contaminated. And customers who were affected, the manager says they got really stoned. They get intoxicated from the THC, so I think it's more alarming than anything to feel that way. It's basically eating an edible, but without knowing. So it could be that, you know, the amount, if ingested voluntarily, wouldn't have been such a problem, because you expect feeling weird. But you eat the pizza and you start feeling really kind of strange, you know, like Cheech and Chong kind of strange, and you might call 911. And head for your local emergency room. That's a very strange episode. What are they smoking up there in Wisconsin? 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Here we're talking about CBD, which is a constituent of hemp, but without the THC. So if you don't want to get high or disconcerting symptoms, think CBD. Well, now our friends at CV Sciences have taken it one step further. They've developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products. So there's no possibility that you're going to feel weird, but you still get a host of CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or if you need a little peace and calm, and you don't want to take CBD or anything that smacks of a hemp-derived product, well, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort, which supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. When you're there, use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Check it out. All right, this time, you know, a change of seasons, and I got to say, it's a little crazy. It's a little crazy because there's a lot of excitement in the air because not only is it a change of seasons, the days are getting shorter, there's going to be a time change, it's going to get dark earlier, eventually it's going to get cold, although it's unprecedented warmth here in the Northeast where I am. This all conspires to create anxiety. And then around the corner, the holidays. You know, you got a plan for Thanksgiving, you got a plan for Christmas. Do you have enough money to buy all the presents and, you know, pay all your bills? You know, charitable giving this time of year. Everybody's asking you for money. It creates anxiety. So there's an article here in Scientific American for November. It's about seasonal morality. And they say that the seasonal morality involves a shift in values with the time of year. You know, humans change physically. You know, our blood counts change. We become cold adapted. Some of us gain weight like bears or squirrels in anticipation of hibernation. We want to eat more. We have worse cravings in the fall. So why not changes in our brains? Right? So they actually did a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. 230,000 online survey responses for people in the U.S., along with some smaller groups in Canada and Australia. And they looked at the questionnaire was based on a standardized framework that social scientists use to assess people's judgments of right and wrong. So it's kind of a morality test. Right? And it involves questions about loyalty, people's relationship to authority, respect for leaders and rules, and so on. And many of these principles, if adhered to, are associated with political conservatism. And it turns out there is a seasonal fluctuation. Okay? People tend to be a little more loosey-goosey about morality in the summer and winter. But with the change of seasons, they regress a little bit to, or you might call it progress, because, you know, attaching a value to morality, they change in their moral assessments with the seasons, especially in fall and spring. And they say that one explanation for seasonal swings could be anxiety. They say that anxiety levels peak in spring and fall, as I suggested. Other studies have shown that people who feel more vulnerable to seasonal illnesses. Yeah, I mean, hey, that's another thing. It, you know, COVID, right? Well, COVID anxiety is receding, but we still have colds and flus and, you know, cold weather and people staying more inside and holiday gatherings make people feel more vulnerable to seasonal illnesses. As a result, they become more distrustful, more xenophobic, right? You know, they say like, oh my goodness, look, these people are strange foreigners invading my country. They're also more likely to conform to majority opinion. Okay, well, you know, from a political standpoint, you know, who in this political campaign represents majority opinion? Kamala Harris, from the incumbent, or Donald Trump, who represents perhaps more traditional values. So they say when you're threatened, you then want to get protection from your in-group. And the conclusion is that these findings suggest seasonal timing could affect jury decisions, vaccination campaigns, and even election outcomes, the study authors say. So we're going to see how seasonal changes impacts the election. If you're feeling threatened, fearful, apprehensive, which way you're going to head to the voting booth. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. I may have shared with you that recently I attended a class reunion, the 55th for my high school class of 69. And I periodically go out to California to join in the reunions at 5 or 10 year intervals. And I see the same individuals come into these things. And it's interesting that sometimes people look the same consistently for a while, and then all of a sudden there's an aging spurt. And this is something that I've noticed with some of my classmates. One gal in particular, she looked radically different than just 5 years ago. So is this really a thing? And, you know, I got to say for myself, you know, I feel really good. You know, I'm very fortunate to feel, you know, energetic and well at 72, recently turned 72 this month. But things have changed. For example, my tolerance for alcohol. I used to be able to, you know, go to a bar or pub, especially when I was living in Europe, and drink a lot of beer and then go to work early the next day And, you know, I was a little the worse for wear, maybe a little bit hungover, but I was functional. I no longer can do that. My capacity for alcohol is much reduced. I could still drink, but, you know, I actually don't like the feeling after I've had more than one drink. And so I've reduced my intake. My response to sleep deprivation, oh my goodness, these nights, these all-nighters that I did while in my medical training, that was crazy. I would get like, you know, maybe an hour or two or three of sleep and then work through the entire day next day. It's inconceivable how that could happen. Even if I'm short an hour or two of sleep, I feel the consequences. And also, my response to jet lag, that is a real tell, because I used to be able to fly to Europe, get off a plane, you know, run around the full day and then go to bed and, you know, fit into the new time zone. No, I got to really adapt, and it takes me a couple of days before I feel normal. So this is a report in Scientific American based on a study in Nature Aging. They looked at 135,000 different factors reflective of activity in cells and tissues in 108 healthy volunteers, 25 to 75. And you might think, well, there's a consistent, you know, like it's a, you get older and there's just that consistent downward path, right? Eventually to the point where you're, you know, kind of running on fumes before you leave this veil of tears. But no, it turns out that consistently there was a peak of aging factors related to metabolism and various proteins and inflammatory compounds and the microbiome and the synthesis of RNA, which is important for cellular repair. Looked at all those things. Particularly around ages 44 and 65, okay? Compared with younger participants, people in their 40s and 60s displayed biological differences that appeared to be linked to muscle weakness and loss, decline in heart health, and inefficient caffeine metabolism. That's another thing. It's like, how much caffeine can you guzzle? People in their 60s had lower levels of various immune system molecules. That's sometimes referred to as immunosenescence. But it doesn't occur for most individuals just gradually and steadily. There really is such a thing as aging spurts, you know, just like growth spurts. I mean, think of the changes that occur in small children from the age of, say, 5 to the age of 10. It's incredible. And then, of course, with puberty, huge change. For women, there's menopause, which is a thing. But in this study, menopause alone could not explain the trends in the study because both male and female participants appeared to show the same degree of age-related differences at both age 44 and age 60. Those are the critical ages. So, you know, the implications are, you know, we got to check people out at those critical ages because that may be a time when health problems emerge. But it explains why aging is not a steady continuum. And there may be fits and starts. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? Well, it's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. And lately, I've begun to appreciate its importance, so I've incorporated it in my daily shake. It supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles, which fortunately I'm endowed with. I've always supported the use of collagen for my patients, and I'm gratified to see that collagen has been named by Consumer Reports as a winning dietary supplement. The collagen that I use and recommend is Revive by Brightcore Nutrition. It tastes great. It mixes easily in my shake. Doesn't have a cloying aftertaste. It combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain, which is my primary reason for taking collagen. So if you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. 888-592-9909. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, wow, they've got a BOGO offer going this month. Buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. Boy, they really want you to try it. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. This item, lavender essence. This morning, I feel kind of beat. You know, I'm a little bit despondent after the terrible loss of my New York Yankees last night. After leading the game, they blew their lead and then went on to lose. So I lost some sleep last night. I woke up tired and uneasy. And I tried to work out, but I was a little sore and achy. So I kind of, had a very light stretch routine and then decided to take an Epsom salt bath with lavender, which made me feel better and helped to relax me because I felt a little anxious. Also, this election's going on and the charges are going back and forth. We're in suspense about which political party is going to wrest control of the government. So this study, effect of lavender essence inhalation on the level of anxiety and blood cortisol in candidates for open heart surgery. I mean, that's stressful, right? So that stress, my stress, pales in comparison to the stress of somebody who's on the launch pad for open heart surgery. My Epsom salt is infused with lavender. And in this study, they looked at 90 folks getting ready for open heart surgery. They found that the lavender created a significant reduction in mean anxiety scores, as well as reducing levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone. So the results showed the positive effect of lavender essence on anxiety and blood cortisol levels. So, aromatherapy, it really is a thing. Lavender essence can make a difference along with other essential oils for diffusing or adding to a bath if you want to relax. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.